of up to 75%, no fee ATM transactions, and waived fees on everyday banking services. Since Preferred Rewards launched in 2014, Bank of America customers have earned over $500 million in cash back and points bonuses.
For more information, visit www.bankofamerica.com/preferred-rewards.
We are back, and we are looking at a pretty lopsided matchup, Jim.
That's right, Ron. I mean, in one corner, we've got a 175-pound guy, and in the other, a 6,000-ton heavyweight train?
Jim, this guy has no idea what he's getting himself into.
It's no contest. Every day, people tempt fate and die trespassing on railroad tracks. See tracks, think train.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum. It's 20 minutes after the hour, and you are in formation and listening to the Front Lines of Freedom all across America. A Front Lines of Freedom salute to one of our show's sponsors, Honor and Remember. Our nation must never forget those who have paid the ultimate sacrifice for our freedoms. This is the mission of Honor and Remember, a nonprofit based in Virginia, with support from their national sponsor, Spartan Nash, the leading distributor to U.S. commissaries and fifth largest food distributor. Learn more about how you can continue the mission at honorandremember.org. Now it's time for comments by the Colonel. Late last month, President Trump tweeted, quote, "After consultation with my generals and military experts, please be advised that the United States government will not accept or allow transgender individuals to serve in any capacity in the U.S. military. Our military must be focused on decisive and overwhelming victory and cannot be burdened with tremendous medical costs and disruption that transgenders in the military would entail," end quote. Transgender members of the U.S. military would be subject to removal at Defense Secretary James Mattis's discretion, and the service would bar transgender people from enlisting under these new White House guidelines for the Pentagon. Gay and lesbian troops have been able to serve openly in our military since 2011. Transgender service members were allowed to do the same in 2016 through an order from then Defense Secretary Ash Carter. That order deferred setting policy on new enlistments. Subsequent comments indicate that presently serving transgender troops who are fully functional and deployable will be permitted to stay in the military. The president implied that they joined in good faith, and he would respect that. An estimate by the Rand Corporation suggests there could be as many as 6,600 transgender troops on active duty and more than 4,100 in the reserves. However, the Rand Corp has long been biased in favor of the LGBT community, so I don't trust their numbers. Estimates by other groups show the number to be perhaps well under 1,000. Former President Obama and his secretaries of defense opened up many jobs in the military that were once closed. Women now serve aboard submarines and in once-closed combat jobs. Gay and lesbian troops now serve openly everywhere. The media treats this as proof that easing restrictions on joining the military is working and should continue. I've covered many times the real problem that allowing women into close combat units like the Army and Marine Infantry and Armor and Army Rangers and Navy SEALs. Women's bodies are simply different than men's. For one thing, their bone density is less, which allows bones to wear out faster. Do we need more disabled veterans? And boys like girls, and vice versa. When you live together in a foxhole for a month, things can happen. And women on ships with men, we don't read a lot about female sailors becoming pregnant, thus unable to deploy, or if already deployed on a ship, they can't do their jobs, but the jobs have to be done. And while gays are serving openly, the number of male-on-male rapes has increased tremendously, though the Pentagon and the media doesn't ever mention this. What do you think all this does to combat readiness? My point here is that there have been changes in who may join, but it's very, very debatable if the result has made our military more or less combat ready. Secretary of Defense Mattis seems to be focused on deployability and combat readiness, and that's exactly where the focus should be. We have a military to protect our nation. It does that by being the biggest, baddest military force in the world, and that means we're the best at killing people and breaking things. We hope we don't have to hurt people or things, but bad guys will avoid messing with us if that's what we do very well. And if you haven't noticed, our nation and our military is really hurting financially. During President Obama's 8 years, our national debt doubled, and that debt has to be dealt with now. So we must be very, very careful where we spend money, and we need to avoid spending money where we can. And the very expensive gendered reassignment surgery is something we should avoid. And by the way, a significant number of our excellent military doctors, nurses, and other medical specialists totally disagree with participating in gender reassignment surgery, some for personal reasons and others professionally because it's absolutely not generally considered a valid medical procedure. This is far from a done deal. Congress could, if they wished, write into the wildly complex National Defense Authorization Act, which includes funding for our military, any procedures they wish. Should they decide to favor allowing transgender troops to join our military and put it in the bill, the president would either have to veto the whole bill or yield to Congress. The one big area where our members of Congress seem to be able to work together across the aisle, despite the wild hatred that divides them, is supporting our military. The recent veterans bill is an example. I think our president's decision to ban transgenders is a wise move that will support combat readiness, and I believe that his decision to honor the enlistments of those already in our military who are fully deployable is also a good move. I'm hoping our Congress will do their job and support our military again. And those are my comments. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. You're listening to Frontlines of Freedom, and we get to enjoy some warrant wisdom with Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby. What do you have this week, Roland?
Colonel, this past week, we've witnessed tremendous flooding, damage, and suffering in southeast Texas from Hurricane Harvey. The videos and pictures of the thousands of rescues reminds many of Hurricane Katrina. And as a Coast Guard member, I'm once again extremely proud of what our service members have done. The Coast Guard has always been charged with search and rescue and was able to immediately deploy and assist during this disaster with 42 helicopters, 7 airplanes, and a number of urban search and rescue crews. Also, 3,000 members of the Texas National Guard were activated even before the hurricane hit Texas. And the entire Texas National Guard, about 12,000 troops, 16 helicopters, and over 200 trucks, were activated after the storm hit. The National Guard from other states have also mobilized, including helicopters from New York, Utah, Nebraska, and North Carolina. The Department of Defense has also mobilized with resources from across the country. 2 U.S. Navy warships, the USS Kearsarge and the USS Oak Hill, are being deployed to Texas. The Kearsarge is an amphibious assault ship and loaded up with disaster relief supplies like water and food and 690 U.S. Marines from the 26th Marine Expeditionary Unit. The Kearsarge also has aviation assets, including 8 Osprey aircraft, 3 Super Stallions, and 3 Huey helicopters. The first use of active duty military assets in the hurricane rescue efforts were 3 Air Force and 6 Navy helicopters, which began flying rescue missions this past Monday night. And the U.S. Northern Command has also deployed 9 search and rescue helicopters, 2 airplanes, and a number of pararescue crews. All of these helicopters and aircraft have now joined the Coast Guard in the rescue efforts. In addition, more than 100 2.5-ton Army trucks from Fort Hood have been sent to the flood areas of Houston to help rescue and move people through the high water. So far, these active duty military forces, in addition to the Coast Guard and National Guard, have rescued or assisted over 4,700 people. Even with all these military personnel and assets, there has been some criticism on why they were not sent sooner. Retired Lieutenant General Onuri, the former commander of the Joint Task Force that responded to Hurricane Katrina, even called the military's response to Harvey as, quote, amateur hour. What many people don't understand is there's a federal law known as Title 10, which requires that a state government formally request help before federal active duty or reserve forces can assist in disaster relief. I don't know if the criticism of the Department of Defense makes any sense or if Texas should have done a better job of anticipating the scope of this disaster. But I do know I am extremely proud of our military's work in Texas, and I'm sure that nearly 5,000 people that have been rescued are too. For Frontlines of Freedom, I'm Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby. Back to you, Colonel.
Thank you, Roland. I really appreciate you, dude. Straight ahead on Frontlines of Freedom, retired General Arnold Panaro will discuss the president's plans for Afghanistan. Then we'll learn about the many ways American Airlines supports our military and our veterans. All this is coming up. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. You're standing tall with the Frontlines of Freedom. I'll be right back. Troops, it's time for some sit-ups, 50 of them, then stand at ease.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
The U.S. House of Representatives has just voted to approve a $7.85 billion aid package for Hurricane Harvey. $7.4 billion will go to FEMA, with the rest going to the Small Business Administration. The vote was 419-3, with 3 Republicans voting against the measure. Officials with FEMA are issuing stern warnings regarding Hurricane Irma.
It will likely cause damage based on the current forecast that has not been seen in Florida in many, many years. So it's a very significant event. It's a life-threatening event for people, and people need to prepare, and FEMA is getting ready to help them along with the state of Florida.
Florida Governor Rick Scott has already declared a state of emergency. Mandatory evacuations underway in the Florida Keys and the southern parts of the state. The governor told residents of southern Florida if they haven't been ordered to evacuate to prepare to leave, as many communities are just waiting to tell their residents where to go. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Labor Day and back to school signals the end of summer, and it's been a hot one. So Ovation Hair is offering you a cool end of summer special. 15% off every hair improving product you buy. And what's even cooler are the results you'll get from the Ovation Cell Therapy Treatment. Clinically proven to deliver thicker, stronger, longer, and healthier.